You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and Kyle Newbeck. Here they come.
So I want to circle back to what you said about the Sixers just being a very good team and being capable of making Boston look bad rather than Boston being overrated or whatever. I think one of the biggest things that people should pay attention to in this series is not even necessarily Joel's blocked shots. It's the shots that Boston won't take or the bad shots that they do take because he's there. I mean, go down the list of guys. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Derek White, Marcus Smart, Malcolm Brogdon. Every single one of these guys has gotten to the paint at one point, thought they had a good shot, saw Joel, and either got rid of the ball, stopped dead in their tracks, or took a ridiculous off-balance shot that had no chance of going in. And that's the difference that he makes. Like, yes, the block shots are great. Those can send them running the other way just the same as a turnover or whatever else happens when he challenges these shots. The important thing to note is just that by him just being out there on the floor, he could be 7 for 25 from the field. He could be having an awful offensive game. The second that he's in the game and near the paint on defense, the whole court changes for Boston, and where they can get to, what they can do offensively, is distorted because of this guy. And it's, you know, we've had this conversation as it relates to MVP. It's why when you're looking at who the most valuable guy in the league is, you have to take that into consideration. Like, he can alter a game and alter an entire series where he's not even playing his best ball on offense because he is a just destructive force at the rim on defense. And you can see that. You saw that big time in game five. It has not been, you know, wire to wire. Certainly, as you've already said, the fatigue has been a factor at times, but is, you know, less and less as the series goes on. But that's why I think at this point, or all year, I finally think that he's at the level of that guy can be the best player on a title winning team, because NBA's leading scorer, all that stuff's obvious. We've known he's been a great defensive player for so long, but in this spot with an injured knee, coming back after a 2-week layoff, to still be able to have that level of defensive impact, that's something that people really shouldn't take for granted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was a moment in the game today, and look, they were probably up like 10-plus points, you know, or if not 14-plus when it happened, because it felt like they were for the majority of that game. But Embiid has a turnover. I think the ball like dribbled off his foot. Maybe it didn't go out of bounds. He had two in a row at one point where I was a little like, all right, like let's get this together. But he had something bad happen on the offensive end. I forget who was running for the layup. It might have been Marcus Smart, but he's going down the court. Joel sprints all the way down.
Jaylen Brown is the player.
It was Jaylen Brown.
About.
Okay, yeah. So it was Jaylen Brown. Embiid sprints all the way down the court, comes up, blocks him from behind. And I thought it was such a perfect example of like where this guy is at right now. To your point, first of all, Jokic would have broken every bone in his body if he tried to make that block. And he also would have never gotten down the court in time.
I don't think
tried.
He would have crossed half court.
No, he would have been flopping like, you know, all around the other side. But the block itself, I think, was such a perfect encapsulation of where Embiid is at right now. Like, his team is winning game five. They're up with double digits. The Celtics are the team that's supposed to be like, our season's on the line, and they're supposed to be the hustle team. They're the one that has Mr. Hustle Player of the Year, Marcus Smart, who, by the way, gets away with literally everything. Like, he flops, he gets the calls. He smacks Joel in the arm, he gets the call. Like, he gets away with so many calls. But that aside, Joel goes, and he has that block. And if you think about where Joel was to where PJ yelled at him to where he is now, it's unbelievable how much these last five quarters have meant to Joel, from the overtime to these four quarters, of how much things have changed. When you watch Joel, like, what do you see right now? Like, how big do you think tonight was for him?
Massive. I mean, look, I think you brought up the brace thing earlier. I think, and this is going to sound stupid, I almost think that that's like, set aside the physical part of it, I think that's almost a sign of like, Joel's just saying, I feel right, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm not going to be encumbered by this. Like, it, I can't sit here and tell you, I'm not a doctor or orthopedic surgeon or anything who could tell you anything about these ligaments.
You just
and
whether
it's the
articles,
or whether it's the right thing to do for him to take off the brace at this point. But I think mentally it's the right thing. Like, he was talking after game four and saying, I had no lift and I'm wearing the brace and this and that. And if it, what he needs to be his best right now is just to shed that and say, no excuses. Like, it's almost like he's taking it out of his own mind. Like, yeah, that's gone. I'm not using that anymore. I'm Joel Embiid. I'm the MVP. I'm the guy I've been all year. If that's what it took and there's not like a ton of risk associated with it, then great, whatever he needs to do to be in that state of mind, because clearly they're such a different team when he is aggressive and taking it to teams. And that can mean different things. Like, I don't even think it was all scoring tonight for him. Like, clearly the defensive stuff we talked about, but he made some great plays as a passer, you know, pick and rolls with James, where he's seeing somebody double him pretty quickly, turning and firing a pass out to a guy on the wing or in the corner. I just thought, he played with a I'm going to hit them first mentality. I thought the whole team did that. You certainly saw that with guys like PJ Tucker, who I wrote in the recap tonight. It feels like every play he makes is just a soul crushing play.
Yeah.
Like, it would be so infuriating to play against that guy where you don't think he's doing all that much for a long period of time. And then right when it feels like you have momentum going, this guy comes through like three different people and pulls down an offensive rebound. They reset the possession. The other team scores, and you're like, "What the fuck, man? We're just never gonna go."
Well, he
on
made
the
a three tonight. Need. At one point, he made a big three. If I'm not mistaken, he at one point of the game he drew an offensive foul on Jaylen Brown. So you're right. Like, there were just, again, even though they were up big all game, there were five or six moments in the second half where maybe got to like 11 or 14 and you're like, oh,
they're like
here
seesaw
you go.
Type moments. Yeah.
Yeah. And each time they made the play, Toby sat for a lot of the second half, which I thought was interesting, but I thought he had foul trouble.
He just couldn't stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah. Night, so I will say, look, Melton played well for the most part, right? He had that big steal and he finished in transition. So like, he had his moments. I was a little disappointed in Doc that he sat Toby for that long with four fouls when you're up that much already, right? Like, you ideally you're just killing minutes at that point. So I would have kept him in.